We got the property under contract for $143,000. On the surface, looks like a nice almost $30,000 wholesale fee. I thought this thing was going to close right away, and boy, was I wrong. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Real Estate Investing Fast Track. I'm your host, Greg Helbeck, and on this podcast, you are going to learn exactly how to be a successful real estate investor step-by-step by me interviewing some of the top real estate investors and entrepreneurs in the entire country. And there's also going to be a bunch of episodes where I'm just going to individually talk about real estate deals that I've done that have been successful, some deals that haven't been successful. I'm going to talk about my weekly real estate investing lessons, stuff that I've learned from the trenches that you can learn for free on this podcast. So if you're looking to level up your game as a real estate investor or become a real estate investor, this is the podcast to listen to. So if you do get value from the show today, please do me a favor and leave us a review on whatever podcast platform you are listening on so we can get this message in front of more people. And without further ado, welcome to the show. Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Greg Helbeck here. Welcome to this week's REI Weekly Deal Breakdown. And if you're not familiar with me, my name is Greg Helbeck, and I've been a full-time real estate entrepreneur for almost a decade now. I've done well over 225 houses. And the point of this podcast / YouTube channel is to share real-world information to you, not regurgitated theory. So if you do get value from today's show or any show you listen to, do me a favor and subscribe to our YouTube channel, like the video. And if you're listening on an audio platform, share the show on social media. It would really mean a lot to me. So today, I'm talking about 7 Elm Hearst Place in Wilmington, Delaware. And this deal just closed last week, and boy, oh boy, was it a pain in the ass. So I'm going to break the whole deal down today. So hopefully you can learn my lessons and avoid the mistakes I made so you can be successful in your business. The way we found this deal was obviously through direct mail, like most of our properties. And a seller called in. They were calling on behalf of somebody else. They had a power of attorney document, more on that later. And they were selling their aunt's house. It needed some work. They didn't want to list it. They knew they were going to take a discount, typical motivated seller here. And they wanted to close really quickly. I ended up making the deal with the seller. We got the property under contract for $143,000, which in Wilmington, decent price, nothing crazy, but this was in a pretty good area because there could be some bad neighborhoods in Wilmington. Anyway, locked it up for $143,000. Found a buyer really quickly, sight unseen, for a $29,000 assignment fee. $172,000 is what we sold it for. So on the surface, looks like a nice almost $30,000 wholesale fee. I thought this thing was going to close right away, and boy, was I wrong. So once we had the contract with the seller and the contract with the buyer, we're trying to get the closing all set up. But it turns out that there was a big title issue with this house. It was an inherited property that had to have an estate get opened up, which is similar to probate. And the seller really wasn't on the ball. So he kept telling me that he did the paperwork, and then we tried to call the Register of Wills office, and we just kept going nowhere. He was super busy, kept calling him, he wouldn't answer. I'm like, man, we got this $29,000 deal sitting here. Like, we got to get this thing closed. Obviously, time goes by, the new year passes, and now we're sitting in January, and still no progress. February, no progress. March, no progress. So in the beginning of April, which was literally like 3 weeks ago, I was like, what are we going to do with this property? The problem was the Register of Wills didn't have the estate opened up. The seller said he did it. Apparently, he didn't do it. So I was getting super frustrated. And I'm like, we got to do something about this and get it done quickly. So Brett, thankfully, lives in Delaware. And I said, Brett, why don't you and the seller show up to the Register of Wills office, you speak to the Register of Wills and figure out exactly what we need. And then we'll have the seller provide all the documents, we'll pay any fees that are needed to open up the estate. And hopefully that'll get it closed. So turns out that was the right thing to do. And the Register was a bunch of knuckleheads. The one guy, I'm not going to mention his name, didn't know what he was doing. So then he had to get his boss involved. And they got all the paperwork, they had everything, they had the fees, the seller had to get a brand new power of attorney document signed by the closing attorney that we used to get the deal done. And after all of this garbage, we finally closed the deal. And at the 11th hour before the thing actually funded, the seller needed his aunt to stay in the property for 3 or 4 weeks because she needed to relocate. And the seller never brought it up to me before the closing. So what ended up happening is the seller had to leave 15 grand of his proceeds in escrow. I had to leave 3 grand of my assignment fee in escrow. And we're still waiting for this person's leave so I can get my money, he can get his money. But what are some lessons you can learn? Because there were many that I learned the hard way. First lesson is this. When you have a title issue, you want to try your best to get a local presence involved right away. I thought I could do everything virtually. Rhett lives 20 minutes from this office he had to go to, but I didn't think that was necessary. I was relying on the seller. Ultimately, the seller wasn't reliable. They were terrible at communicating. So instead of me getting this done right away and having Brett go to the Register of Wills within a couple of weeks, I waited 4 months and just kept kicking the can down the road. And that literally just caused us to have to wait to get this payday. So next time there's a title issue, we're going to get somebody there locally right away. We're going to get all the decision makers there in person so we can get to the bottom of the title issue and get it fixed. Second lesson here is that if you have an agreement with a seller, like in this case, he told me he needed a post-possession occupancy agreement. I never got that in writing. There was nothing in the contract that said it had to be vacant. So it was super vague. And that's a huge mistake. So if you're doing a deal and the seller needs a post-possession occupancy agreement, or if the seller says it's going to be vacant at closing, get that in writing so there's no confusion. Because this wasn't in writing, I couldn't go back and rely on the contract. So we had to make something up on the spot. It ended up working out. I had to leave a little bit of money in escrow. So get your stuff in writing to avoid the chaos at the end of the closing. Third lesson on this was that this deal was sold sight unseen. So when you have really good buyers, I've made this lesson before, but I'll keep making it because it keeps proving itself true. When you have a good deal and you have good buyers and you have the local market very well, like we do in Delaware, you can sell properties at the right price sight unseen. And if you want to make big wholesale fees sight unseen, you have to buy the property at a pretty deep discount. So in this case, we were able to do that. It ended up being a great deal. That's how a lot of these deals go down. I always say this business is a dogfight. That's my deal in 7 Elmhurst. If you got value from this, please do me a favor. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, like the video, share the show on social media. And if you're local to Delaware, New York, Reno, San Diego, or Seattle, and you want to do a deal with me, you want to JV a deal, you want to sell me a deal, whatever the case is, send me an email, greg@velocityhousebuyers.com, or shoot me a message on Instagram @gregall37. And I'll see you on the next REI deal.